And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. Welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. We're being heard around the world through WWCR, WINB, the American Voice Network, and, of course, our own webpage, powerofprophecy.com. Now, today is a very special day because we've got a lot of secrets to tell you. This is Secrets Volume 197. You know, we haven't done one of these secrets for several weeks. We usually do them once a month, but we've sort of delayed it. And I've been gathering things here for you, you know, just keeping in my little folder. things I thought would be significant. We're going to be looking at immigration. Why? Everybody wants it, don't they? Why, our system is broken, our immigration system. We've got to approve citizenship for millions and millions of illegals already in our country. And then we've got to invite millions and millions more into our nation. The Republicans and the Democrats both want it, and they can't both be wrong, can they? Well, we'll talk about that. What about gun control today? Oh, that's a big issue now, isn't it? And, of course, during his State of the Union address, Barack Obama made a big deal of it. But it's interesting that they're telling us to cut back on our guns and to register them and all kinds of things they want to do. And at the same time, the authorities are building up a colossal police gun state. They want you to give up your gun. Well, we'll talk about that. Jacob Lew, who is he? Jacob Lew. Well, he was the director of the budget for Barack Obama in the White House. Then he became chief of staff of the White House. And now they want him to become the U.S. Treasury chief, the Secretary of the Treasury, to take, we'll talk about that in just a moment. Well, Sandy Hook, Newtown. Those kids, there's so many questions about it. And, well, you know, I'm going to depend on my good friend, Jack McLam, to tell you what he thinks really went on there. And then there's Victor Thorne. We move over from that to Senator Marco Rubio. He's the new man. He's the chosen one for the Republicans. He gave the State of the Union response for the Republicans on national TV. Very handsome man, Cuban American from Florida. But what is he really? What does he really believe? Then we're going to also look at Senator, if we have time, Ted Cruz from Texas. Oh, he's a Tea Party darling, but what does he believe? Then there's a priest that's in trouble for denying the existence of Jesus. Well, what's he doing as a priest if he has to deny the existence of Jesus? Then there's Jewish attorney Alan Dershowitz. What a crumb bum he is. We'll look at his hypocrisy. Then a German neurologist has discovered dark spots in the brains of killers and rapists. Do you and I have a dark spot on our brain? Well, we'll find out. Heaviest snowfall in a century, over a century, hits Moscow. It's snowing, it's cold, it's freezing in places that have never been this cold before, even in the United States. Snowstorms, snow piling up. My goodness. Must be global warming. Oh, I'm sorry. can't be global warming, can it? We'll discuss that. Hey, New Jersey Senator Menendez, he's accused of flying to the Dominican Republic. Now, they don't tell you that the airplane that he flew on, that he had to pay back $50-something thousand in gas, that the executive jet he flew on seemed to be owned by a Florida doctor. A multimillionaire from Florida, a doctor. But wait, is he a doctor? Is he not? And what were they going to the Dominican Republic for? Was it some kind of a foreign policy meeting? Was it sex with teenagers? Well, we've got so much for you, and we're going to get right into it right now. First of all, we're going to talk about immigration. Comprehensive immigration reform. That's what they're telling us all about. And it's definitely needed. Did you know that the current immigration plan, the current laws we've got are all broken? I mean, I've been told that dozens of times. That's what I hear, you know, on Hannity, on Fox News, and O'Reilly. Everywhere you go, you say, well, the current bill is broken. We've got to get a new immigration bill. We got to have reform. Anytime the federales tell you you got to have reform, you better watch your pocketbook and much more. Well, what did they see as illegal immigration reform? Well, first of all, you have to understand that this is Obama's big, big push for this 4-year period. If he doesn't get anything else out, he wants to have the immigration reform bill passed. But guess what? Congressman, the majority House leader, Boehner, he wants it too. His assistant wants it too. And every Republican that I know of, they all want it too. They all want immigration. John McCain, Marco Rubio. I mean, they're working night and day with Republicans. They've got it all figured out. The Republicans and the Democrats are working together to put a new plan into effect. Now, this plan will call for the 25 to 35 million illegal aliens in America. Now, don't believe there's 11 million or 12 million. That's the number that, well, Homeland Security has been telling us. That's how many, you know, you've got in America, 11 or 12 million. Oh, shut up. Bear Stearns, when it was still in existence as a major Wall Street firm, 7 years ago, put out a special report, 25 to 35 million illegal aliens in America. That's what we've got, 25 to 35 million illegal aliens in America. Some say up to 50 million. So let's just take, 30 million. Let's just take 20 million illegals. They're telling us now if this new bill is passed, we'll get reform. What is reform? That's called amnesty. You can't use the term amnesty anymore because then people will know what you're talking about. So you call it reform. Now, the current law is broken, or so they say. So they're going to give you this reform. Obama wants it. Boehner wants it. McConnell, the Senate Minority Leader, and Senator Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, they both want it. One's Republican, one's Democrat. And Marco Rubio, he's the reigning Republican honcho. He's the guy that they're telling you to vote for. He's the guy they're setting up for 2016. And he says this is the best thing for America. In fact, Rubio went on Bill O'Reilly Factor's show on Fox, and I listened to him very carefully. He said, Bill, we've got to allow these, 11 million, what do I think he called it, illegal aliens to stay in America. And we've got to provide a pathway to citizenship for them. And then he said, what we need is a permit, a license. We need to give all of these people a permit. Now, right now we have the green card for the illegal aliens. You get the green card, then you can come into the United States and stay. And then after so many years, you ask for citizenship. Of course, you're supposed to pass a test. That's how it works. If you pass the test, which is very simple, they give you citizenship if you're not a criminal or some other loathsome person. But now he wants to add a new layer. Let's give all the illegal aliens a permit. And then we'll give them the green card, and then we'll give them citizenship. So now anybody in America who's illegal, just bop down and get your permit. They're not going to deport you. Oh, no. We cannot deport these people, Bill, says Senator Mark Rubio from Florida. And he must know he's the Republican choice right now for president of the United States, 2016. He says, my father and mother came over from Cuba, and I'm a living example of somebody who works hard and can make it in America. Mm-hmm. And has friends, of course. But in any case, this is what they want to give us. Well, how are you and I going to approve 20 million to 35, who knows how many million? I say 25 to 35 million illegal aliens. Who's idiot enough to approve that? Letting them all stay here, giving them all a permit, then giving them citizenship. But he says, don't worry about this, Bill, because we're going to, once we let all these people stay, in other words, you give them amnesty, then we're going to close the border up. We're going to have security. We're going to use high tech. We're going to have drones flying across the border looking for those illegal aliens down below. Well, what are you going to do when you see them down below? Oh, we're going to send the border patrol after them. Now, this is the hook they've got for you. We will give you border enforcement. And you let all the 25 to 35 million illegals stay in America. What an exchange. What a plan. Now, what happens when they get this? When the 25 to 35 million illegals are all stamped, approved in America. You're welcome. No deportations. No more hounding you. You're just home free. We're even going to make you a citizen. What do you and I get out of this, friends, as citizens? Let me tell you what we get. We get 25 to 35 million people on their way to citizenship. Now, Obama won by around 5 million votes. He won everybody who's on welfare voted for the guy. Everybody that's getting free rent, free, you know, food stamps, free phones, free tuition, free medical care. Well, I'd vote for Obama too if I was getting all those things, wouldn't you? And now 25 to 35 million more will get them. Don't you realize what we're doing? He only won by 5 million votes. 5 million votes. But he wants 25 to 35 million to have a pathway to citizenship. He's going to give them amnesty. Oh, no, this is not amnesty. This is reform. Oh, they're going to have to meet certain criteria. Yes, they're going to have to meet certain criteria. Well, what are those criteria? Well, they've got to be breathing and alive and have crossed the border illegally. That's the criteria. They got to be alive and they're here. That's basically the criteria. Now, what happens when the last three elections, two George W. Bush won, actually the last four, then two Obama won, four elections. They've been very, very close, these elections. But once these illegals come in, who do you think they're going to vote for? They're going to vote for the Democrats, the ones that can give them more stuff. Okay? How many Hispanics and blacks right now do you know that are voting for conservatives, Republicans? How many do you know? Almost none. Probably 70 to 80% of the Hispanics all voted for Obama. And about 98% of all the blacks voted for Obama. This is going to ensure that the Democrats will always stay in power. It'll end America. When you have 25 to 35 million more and you break them, make many of them citizens, let them stay here and make them citizens, give them amnesty, they're going to invite all of their friends over, all of their families over. That's natural. That's what you want. You had to sneak across the border, but now you don't need to. Now you're going to invite all your friends over. And why shouldn't they come? America welcomes them. If they come to America, then America will give all of them citizenship too. They can stay citizens of Mexico and be citizens of the United States. Now, Mexico has its own social security system, not as plush as America's system. But you can be a Mexican citizen and get Mexican social security, and you can also qualify for American social security. So we're having 25 to 35 million more people, and most of them will get social security. It'll break the back of Social Security. Then they'll all get free medical care, free rent, food stamps, cell phones, free internet, everything they want, they'll get. It'll break our budget. But don't worry, they'll know about our citizenship. They'll know about our Constitution, won't they? No, they're not going to care one plug nickel about our Constitution. Now, we have some good Mexican Americans. Don't get me wrong. But I think this illegal bunch, I'm not so sure about them. I mean, ask them who George Washington and Thomas Jefferson are. Ask them about the Declaration of Independence. What's in the Bill of Rights? They won't know. They're just here. They know about the Mexican Day of Independence. They know about Mexican holidays. They're here for the jobs, for the money, that's all. But they'll invite all their friends over. Now, 25 to 35 million invite their families and friends over. That's another 20, 25, 35 million. And they're going to invite all their friends over. Now, what's to stop them? Well, border security. We're going to have more border security. We've been told that our whole life. Now, up until about 1970, it was true. We did have border security. I remember that we had a recession and jobs problem in America. And Dwight D. Eisenhower was president, and he said, we can't have all of these wetbacks over here. That's what he called them, wetbacks. So he started deporting them. Pretty soon they deported about 7 million, and it kept going up. Suddenly there was all kind of jobs in America for Americans. That's what happens when you send that home, all those millions of foreign workers. Right now we have 25 million Americans out of work. Now, these congressmen, they're not thinking about the jobs. They're not thinking about American workers. They're not thinking about the unemployment benefits been going on now for over 3 years. They're thinking about votes. Now, the Republicans are for this, too. They say, we're so worried about the budget, we're going to have to cut your Social Security and Medicare. And Obama says, okay, I'll go along with that. In order to save it, we've got to cut it. Yeah, sure. Now, Obama gave a State of the Union address. He wants to give all these people, all these things, stuff, except Social Security and Medicare. Well, why does he care about Medicare? He's got the Obamacare now. He's cutting back on Medicare. And you Social Security recipients, you paid in all those years, too bad. You're not going to get it back. They're going to cut you too. Oh, they'll find slimy ways to do it, but they're going to cut your Social Security and your Medicare. And prices are going through the roof. Gasoline is the highest it's ever been. You go to your food store, you know that they're lying when they say, oh yes, we're keeping down our prices. They're not. Friends, I say no to this immigration reform plan. It's not reform. It's more of the same. It's amnesty. And it will mean the end of America. They're flooding America with invaders. Now, it may not be Attila the Hun. It may not be Joseph Stalin, but it's just the same. You will end up without a country. This is what I'm saying. It's happened very fast. And now they're going to escalate it. by giving amnesty to all these people. Now, who's behind this plan? There are eight senators working it. They have promised Obama they'll get it. Four Democrats and four Republicans. The four Republicans, well, suffice it to say that Marco Rubio is one of them. And that crud from Arizona, let's see, what's his name that ran for president? John McCain. When last time, in 2007, Bush tried the same technique. He tried the same plan, and it got nowhere. The people rose up in anger and protest throughout America. They say the congressional switchboards had never been so heavy with phone calls. It scared Congress. They'd never seen anything like it, and they quickly shelved the immigration plan. Bush was angry, and his homosexual advisor, Karl Rove, was just furious. Now they're back again. Obama's got the old Bush plan. They warmed it up, added a few, you know, dots over the I's and, you know, commas here and there. It's the same plan, but they're going to tell you, well, this time we're going to give you border security. Yeah, we're going to give you enforcement of the border. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Go ahead and sign it and tell us yes. I say, tell them no. As far as this immigration law that we've got now being broken, it's broken only because they don't obey it. Anything could be broken if they don't obey it. Of course it's broken. Just obey it. You tell your congressmen, your senators, obey the current law. What does the current law say? If you come into America illegally, you get arrested, you get deported. That's it. If you come into America illegally, you will be arrested, you will be deported. Nothing is really broken. Everything works great. This is a myth. Friends, do not allow this immigration plan. Rise up like an army and vote it down. How do you vote? Well, just with your mouth. You call up the congressional switchboard, talk to the congressman, talk to his assistant, say, put me in the column against immigration. I won't know I don't want any bills. I don't want any kind of reform. I want you to enforce the current law. Current law. Well, this will mean unlimited future illegal immigration. That's what it should be called. The unlimited future illegal immigration plan. Because that's what it should be called. It will cost millions, billions, trillions of dollars before it's all over. And it's amnesty. And Obama thinks it's going to be a sure cinch. He thinks he's got it now. He's got the Republicans for it and the Democrats. Why the Republicans? Because the big people, the Walmarts, the Targets, the Apples, the Ciscos, all these big companies want it. They want to hire all these illegals, pay them nothing. That's what they want. And the Democrats want it because they'll win every election forever. They'll win every election. The Republicans are cutting their own throats by doing it. You'll save a Republican's political job by saying vote no to this. Well, McCain says you got to have it if you're a Republican. It's the only way we can win the election by approving, you know, what is really basically illegal amnesty. Got to have immigration reform. That's the only way Republicans can win the next election. That's baloney, folks. That's the only way they can lose. They're trying to give us Marco Rubio. Yes, it's Cuban American. He is conservative. Oh, he's not conservative at all. Anybody who wants to open up America's borders freely and allow all these millions and millions to flood in and then turn around and give them amnesty cannot be a true American. This guy is as fake as a $3 bill. Just tell him no, friends. That's all you have to do. Now, let's go to something else. There's a priest that's in trouble. Why is he in trouble? Well, You see, his name is Father Tom Brodie, T-O-M-B-R-O-D-I-E. He's from Ireland. Now, it used to be the priests from Ireland were pretty tough, but they all became a bunch of homosexuals. Yeah, they really did. And pedophiles, of course. There's more pedophile cases on the books in Ireland than any other country on earth. I guess it turned out that you couldn't become an Irish Catholic priest unless you first agreed to be a homosexual pedophile. That's true. Well, he's written a book called Beyond the Quest for the Historical Jesus. Well, according to this book, Jesus, really is not true. And it was just a ripoff of the Hebrew Bible. You know, there's no real truth to Jesus' story. It's just a ripoff of everybody. Now, this guy's been a priest all his life. He's not a young man. And the interesting thing about this is he was a priest all these years. And, of course, he's pretended to be a Christian. Can you imagine having this guy as your parish priest? Tom Brodie, father, excuse me. Let me clear my throat. Tom Brodie. Well, they're now going to determine whether or not they should excommunicate him or just what they should do with him. Well, another guy who's a big fake and a hypocrite is Alan Dershowitz. Now, Dershowitz is a Jewish nut. He is a Jewish nut. And he evidently has called for a boycott of Brooklyn College, that's in New York, political science department. You see, the Brooklyn College's political science department co-sponsored, a panel discussion whether or not Israel should be boycotted and sanctioned for its evil attacks on Palestine. Well, then it comes as a little surprise that Harvard Law School professor Alan Dershowitz, who's evidently a Brooklyn College alumnus, is really upset about this. You know, he doesn't want them to even discuss the issue. Well, I thought that was all college was supposed to be about, discussing issues, but Dershowitz, who's never been a friend of academic freedom, and he wants to blacklist anybody who would even suggest that the Palestinians have been done wrong. And he certainly doesn't want to discuss it. Well, Alan Dershowitz, as you know, was one of O.J. Simpson's lawyers or advisors. So he's really interested in getting at the truth, isn't he? And by the way, he has a book out, too, recommending torture. Of course, it should be limited to only those bad guys, those goy, the cattle who really need it. Yes. Yes, he believes in Israel's policy of targeted killings and their habitual massacres of the Arab civilian populations, although he says they really don't exist. Alan Dershowitz. Remember that name, friends. He believes in free speech for me, but not for thee. No free speech, he says. No, no, no. Because you may disagree with me. I'm a Jew. I'm an Israeli. Oh, I thought he was an American. Oh, isn't that the way it goes? All these Jews in America are really Israelis? Of course they are. And they're always fighting for Israel and the Jews, aren't they? Whatever is good for the Jews is good for the whole world. Even when the whole world doesn't want it. Well, we got a break here just for a minute. I'll be back with a lot more here on Power of Prophecy. Hello again, friends. Tex Mars here. Hey, I'd like to talk to you just a little bit about postal cost, shipping cost. Aren't they ridiculous? I mean, they keep increasing. Now the newest thing is, if Congress approves it, is that they won't even be delivering the mail on Saturday. You know, they used to deliver it twice a day. Can you believe that? Twice a day they used to deliver mail. Well, it's only once a day now, and now they don't even want to do Saturdays. And the price has just gone up, up, up. Well, their newest thing is they're going to increase again their overseas shipping costs. So if you're overseas and you buy a book or video, a CD, an audio tape from Power of Prophecy, I'm afraid we're going to have to raise our prices. Oh, it's terrible. You know, so if you see on our order form that the price has gone up for shipping, and now it's just unbelievable because, you know, you order a book from us, and if you live over in England or Ireland or even Canada, you're going to pay through the neck for the thing. Now, we're going to keep our price of the book the same, but you're going to pay the shipping. The price of the book may be $15, but the shipping may be $40. It's incredible. You know, this is what you get when you have an incompetent postal service. Now, I know my friends at the post office get mad at me for saying that, but many years ago, I said this was going to happen. Here's why. Because they began giving people tests to be a postman. Tests to work in the post office. That's good. Made sure that the brightest and the best people get in. But then they began making exceptions for race. Black people didn't need to make as much. Didn't need to make it. I remember reading where, you know, I'm going to miss it a little bit, miss the mark a little bit in the numbers, but it's sort of like this. Let's say in Cleveland, 600 people took the postal exam one cycle. And a black man, the best score that he got, he was 479th out of 600 people. He would get the job, the first job opening. Why? Because he made higher than all other blacks. Of course, there were 478 white people that made higher than him, but that didn't matter. He was the highest ranking black. He's going to get the job. So pretty soon they had all these blacks and Hispanics, mainly blacks, working at the post office. You can be living in the whitest, pure white area, and you go and everybody works at the post office is black. Now, when you hire the 479th guy on a 600-woman list, you got problems. You get a bunch of incompetence in there. Well, then they had then people began to say, wait just a minute. You know, this guy got the job, but he's ranked 479th on the list. He got the number one job. What's going on here? And then the second guy to get a job ranked 545th. Then the third guy to get the job ranked 598th. What about all the people in between? They didn't get jobs at all. Even the guy that ranked number one on the test. See, he was a white guy, so they didn't hire him at all. So they decided to do what they call race norming. You see, that was a telltale evidence that they were cheating for blacks. So they decided to do what they call race norming. Now, here's what happens with race norming. You take the test and a black man takes the test same day. Let's say you score 98 on the test and he scores 51, much lower. They rank all the blacks on the test first. They don't state their race anymore. Just rank all of them first, then all the whites. So you may have really been number one, number two, number three on the test. But suddenly, with your 98 score, but now the guy that scored 51, he's ranked number one. And they change his score. He suddenly ranks, he gets a 99 on the test. But he only made 51, but they give him a 99. You made 98 and you get a 98. That's called race norming. They take all the blacks and they give them all higher scores. And so they all rank at the top. But you'll never know they rank at the top because they publish the list of scores and all their scores are higher. You see how they do it? The black man no longer, ranks 478 on the test. He ranks number one, number two, number three. Race norming is what it's called. Now, when they started that about 25 years ago, I said, uh-oh, they're hiring all the people that are least qualified for the job because of their race. And now we have a bunch of incompetents running the post office. How can they save money? They don't know how to save money. They're lucky to have a job. You're lucky to get your mail. Well, that's the way it goes. That's the old post office for you. And that's what we're stuck with. So anyway, if you're a foreigner, that's where they really stick it to you. Now, here in the United States, yes, we're having our postal rates go up, but we're going to keep it the same. For now, we're going to keep all of our rates the same. But as far as foreign shipping, I'm sorry, we're going to have to ask you to pay a little bit more. And it's really an outrage. We don't want to do it, but it just pays the postage. That's all it really does. Please do understand that we love you. We care for you. But the postage just keeps going up. All of our costs do. Cost for paper for our newsletter. The cost of employee staff. Everything, utilities. Oh, my. Don't even get me on that score. Don't get me talking about utilities and electricity and such. Okay, that's all I want to say today. Don't have anything to offer you. I just wanted to complain about how things are going up for you. I don't like to do that. I really don't. I don't like to raise rates. We try to keep everything as low as we can here. We appreciate your forbearance. We appreciate you praying for us too. And if you have a prayer need, would you please let us know about it? We will pray for you. It's an honor. It's a privilege for us to do so. Please let us know. Now let's return to our regular program. Hey, I was reading the mail online. The Mail is one of the largest newspapers in Great Britain. A German neurologist, a scientist named Dr. Gerhard Roth, R-O-T-H, a neurologist, claims to have found the area of the brain where evil lurks in killers, rapists, robbers. There is an evil patch, says Dr. Roth, that lies in the brain's amygdala. This is the area of the brain that is, you know, been identified in the past as where psychopaths are different than you and me. Now, one way he did it was he took people in and showed them films, short films, and he measured their brain waves on MRIs. Now, he showed them very brutal and squalid scenes. And, you know, an average person would just, shrink in horror at the terrible scene of the movie. But these subjects showed no emotion. They were very attentive. They wanted to see the movie. They went, But as far as creating compassion and sorrow, nothing happened in their brain. Now, what he found out then was when he looked at these people, he found that these were the ones who had records of criminal violence. The people who had records of criminal violence seemed to have an evil patch on their brain. This patch is associated with wicked behavior. That's in the front of the brain, the amygdala it's called. And Dr. Roth says that the psychopath, the sociopath, is different than you and I. They have no compassion and sorrow, no empathy for their victims. And he thinks this may be genetic. Maybe they have a genetic predisposition to violence. Because when you look at the brain scans of hardened criminals, there's very severe shortcomings in the brain. And then he says there are cases where someone becomes a criminal as a result of a tumor or an injury in that area. Then after an operation to remove the tumor, that person was completely normal again. Isn't that interesting? So what do you do about this? Well, I don't think you can go around giving everybody in the whole world a MRI. And then those people that have this evil patch, lock them all up. They haven't committed a crime yet, many of them. But he said, monsters are born. They're not made. Now, maybe the environment affects some people. And maybe it's true that the environment counts, but not so much, he says. So, he says maybe we should reach these people, these potential criminals, before they become a monster. Hey, meanwhile, it's snowing. It's cold. How about in your area of the country? Are you up in the East Coast where it's really been snowing and they've been having record snowfall? Well, in Moscow, in Russia, it snows every year. It's not uncommon. But this year beats all. It's the heaviest snowfall in a century. Where is Al Gore when we need him the most? Why doesn't he take his old global warming torch and, you know, lighten it up a little bit there, Al Gore? Well, there hasn't been a winter in over 100 years like this one, says Mr. Pyotr Birikov, the deputy mayor of Moscow. Man. Now, what are we to think? I mean, Barack Obama said we've got to do something about climate change. Notice they don't call it global warming anymore. They call it climate change. He says, look what we've had. We've had Sandy. We've had Katrina. Folks, we've had hurricanes our whole lives. We've had hurricanes before we ever got here. In fact, the bitterest cold in American history happened back during the Pilgrim days. Now, this is not so bad. I can remember here in the state of Texas, it was super cold about 25 years ago. Remember that, Jerry? It was terrible. I remember ice was outside, and I know one of our next-door neighbors, you know, their dog was howling. I went and knocked on their door to tell them their dog, and they left the poor dog out. It was freezing. He was going to die. They were gone somewhere on vacation. They left their dog in their backyard. It was terrible. I called the police. They came and took the dog away. They agreed with me. Nobody will do such a thing. Must one of these people with these evil patches in their brains, the way I look at it. Global warming, climate change is a myth. Is a myth. You know, he said, okay, Obama basically said the science is not all in, but we got to do something anyway. We got to do it for our kids and our grandkids. I'm not sure about this, but we got to do something. That's what they want you to get on it quick. Got to do something about this global warming. Oh, yes. Well, talk about warming up. Old Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey, isn't he something? Now, it's been found out that Menendez has been doing some bad, bad things. He's not a rich man, you know. He's a relative pauper. Now, they call the U.S. Senate the Millionaires Club. But Menendez, he doesn't have so much in personal funds. So he depends on his friends. One of whom is a political donor named Solomon Melgen. Or Melgen, however you want to pronounce it. M-E-L-G-E-N. Solomon Melgen. Now, Melgen has given millions and millions of dollars to congressmen as campaign gifts. Turns out to be a Jewish doctor down in Florida, very, very rich, big estate down there. And he loves to take Menendez and others on his aircraft. Free flights aboard. Where do they go? Well, they go to Dominican Republic. Why do they go to Dominican Republic? Well, that's where they can get all the little girls they want. Underage girls. Which is not as bad as the underage boys that Rush Limbaugh, well, we'll tell you about that some other time. Rush Limbaugh also goes to places like Dominican Republic, flies with his friends. Rush Limbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
But Menendez flew on this private jet, and now he's had to reimburse Dr. Melgen $58,500, which is a big hit because, you know, Menendez really didn't have the money, but he had to put it out because he says, I didn't know I had to pay. Well, when you get a free gift, you have to pay. When you're in Congress, you sign some statement. Nobody really pays, but he got caught. He only has, he has less than $165,000 in his account, so this was indeed a big hit. And when people ask him about the little girls that he goes over there to have sex with, he's, you know, he doesn't want to answer. Friends, we cannot have a U.S. senator who takes crooked gifts from a Jewish doctor, not even from his own state, and then runs off Dominican Republic in his private jet to have sex with underage girls. Because in the Dominican Republic, you don't get in trouble for anything you do, but you do in America. That's why they fly there. Now, this is so sordid, so sickening. By the way, Menendez is one of the eight senators that says we've got to have illegal immigration reform. He's all for it. And by the way, this doctor, Salomon Melgen, the FBI has raided his home. And they won't tell us what they found, but turns out that evidently he's not a doctor. He's got a fake diploma. He's not even a doctor. Well, in any case, when you hear Menendez in the news, you know why. Well, let's go to Senator, you know, we have all these Hispanic names. I don't know why today we have them. Marco Rubio, Senator Menendez of New Jersey. Now, Texas has a Hispanic U.S. Senator, just elected, Ted Cruz. Now, I've had people at Bisbee in the ministry say, I love Ted Cruz. The Tea Party was for him. Sarah Palin campaigned for him. And Newt Gingrich campaigned for him here in the state of Texas. You know, I didn't even know anything about Ted Cruz. But when they told me that Ted Cruz had as his campaign partners the Tea Party Express, and it was Sarah Palin and Newt Gingrich that came in to do everything for him, I thought, uh-oh, he's a chosen one. Because Sarah Palin has contacts, you see, with the Koch brothers, K-O-C-H, of New York, Jewish billionaires. And they're the ones that control most of the Tea Parties. Now, I know there are a few Tea Parties across America that aren't controlled or not controlled by the rich Jews. But most of them are. The Jews control most of American politics. Whatever the Jews want, they get. And they wanted Ted Cruz, and they got him. Senator Ted Cruz, it turns out, I just had to do a little research on the man, turns out he is an Israeli lackey. No doubt about that. Now, Senator Ted Cruz sounds so American. Ted, old Ted. But his real name is Rafael. Rafael Cruz. Turns out he's another fake conservative, but they're going to make him a big star. Oh, yes, they will. Now, first he swept in office thanks to Newt Gingrich and Sarah Palin campaigning for him. Turns out he's a Cuban America born in Canada. Now, his father and mother fled Cuba. But consider this. His father actually was a big Fidel Castro supporter, but he said he turned against Fidel and fled to Canada. Now, whether he really did or whether he was just an infiltrator, I don't know. Now, this guy, Senator Ted Cruz, has all the credentials. He's gone to Princeton. He's gone to Harvard. He worked in the George W. Bush campaign, and he worked in the George W. Bush Justice Department. He is not an outsider. That's what he claims. I'm an outsider. I'm a Tea Party man. No, what he is an Israeli lackey. Now, let's look at his wife. His wife is an investment banker for Goldman Sachs Bank. When your wife is an investment banker for Goldman Sachs, well, the fix is in. Now, Ted Cruz, he won election, as you know, the second Tuesday in November. And within 30 days, he had already flown to Israel twice. Isn't that something? He had already flown to Israel twice in the first 30 days after he was elected. Now, we had all these problems cooking here in America. I mean, the financial cliff, everything was happening. Was Ted Cruz working on these things? No. Raphael was busy with Netanyahu, and I have a picture of him in my new newsletter, the March newsletter. That's going to be out this next week. Shaking hands with his new master and boss, Benjamin Netanyahu, over in Israel. He has already gone since the election twice to Israel. Why does he go there? Well, he needs to get instructions from his new masters. Now, one time he and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kansas, Republican of Kansas, went together. It was an unscheduled trip. You know what that means? Unscheduled event or trip. That means they're not going to tell the media anything about it. Now, this 7.5 million nation, 7.5 million people in Israel, they have such power. They can draw the new U.S. senator from Texas all the way over across the world to Israel. Twice within 30 days. Well, now, he's sort of the Southwest representative for the Israelis. Then you got Senator Marco Rubio of Florida. He's the Southern representative. Then you got Menendez. He's the East Coast representative. And then in California, well, everybody over there is, you know, all Hispanic. So I don't know what to say about that. Now, it's not an accident that Ted Cruz is for more military spending. He is, let me say this, far more military spending. And he's for more war and conflict in the Middle East. But he claims he's a conservative. Now, how can you be a conservative when you're for more war? In favor of Israel, of course. Boy. Now, Ted Cruz was in the news just this week. Seems he says he's going to vote against Chuck Hagel, the Secretary of Defense. You see, the Jews despise and they hate Chuck Hagel. Why? Because in 2009, Chuck Hagel said, I am not an Israeli, I'm an American. I am not an Israeli, I'm an American. He was talking about some legislation that Israel wanted passed in the U.S. Congress. And they asked him about it. He said, I'm not an Israeli, I'm an American. In other words, I'm not going to vote for that. Well, evidently now that Barack Obama wants to make Senator Chuck Hagel the new Secretary of Defense, then all the Israeli clones and clowns have come out of the closet. And Ted Cruz is one. And Lindsey Graham, the homosexual senator from the state of South Carolina. And if you didn't know he was homosexual, I mean, come on, something's wrong with you. Just listen to his voice. Yes, he's got a boyfriend. But he's also for more war, more killing. He's one of those butch variety gays, I guess. But Lindsey Graham and, of course, this Ted Cruz are both against Chuck Hagel. Anybody who doesn't kiss up to Israel is against Chuck Hagel. Or I should say anybody who does, kiss up to him. Well, now Ted Cruz, being born in Canada, cannot be a president. That's what the Constitution says. You've got to be a native-born American. Of course, that didn't stop Barack Obama, who doesn't even have a birth certificate. But we do know about Cruz. But Senator Marco Rubio, he was born in America, and he's the chosen one. Be watching for him, friends. You'll find out a lot of things about him. Now, one more thing I want to tell you about is Sandy Hook. So many questions have come out about Sandy Hook. Now, my good friend, Officer Jack McLam, the heroic ex-cop from Phoenix, says he has information that the Sandy Hook school massacre was not done as the press, you know, Adam Lanza did not do this alone. He says it was a programmed assassin in what is known as Operation Clear Eye. Well, we have a booklet for you. It's only $6 about the things that went on at Sandy Hook. The questions. Victor Thorne is the author of it. You may want to order that from us. Just ask for the Sandy Hook booklet. About 36 pages. And we offer it for just $6. Please add $5 shipping and handling. Total of $11 for the Sandy Hook report from my good friend Victor Thorne. Now, Jacob Lew, a Jew, to be the new Secretary of the Treasury. Jacob Lew. Well, I'm not going to comment on that. He's a Jew. They're always going to make a Jew Secretary of the Treasury, aren't they? He's the guy that goes over and he works with Ben Bernanke at the Fed. It's got to be a Jew. Jews conspire together. You can't have a non-Jew as Secretary of the Treasury, can you? And you can't have a non-Jew as head of the Federal Reserve. Bernanke's a Jew. Lou is a Jew. And that's the way it goes. That's all I'll tell you about that. Now let's talk about gun control. The government wants your gun. Now I know Senator Dianne Feinstein, that there's another Jewish senator for you. Oh, she's an ideal, isn't she? And she wants your gun. Now, she's got a concealed carry permit herself. She's got guards. All these people have guards. The Congress is well protected by guards with guns. I'll tell you what. They don't have guns, we won't have guns. If all of them will give up their guns, we'll give up our guns. I think that's fair. Don't you? If Obama has no protection, we won't have any protection. I think that's fair. All these hundreds of senators and congressmen, they need to come out and say, I will not protect myself with guns anymore. They will not be in my home. They will not be here in the Capitol. We will not tolerate guns in Washington, D.C. I think it's a great idea. Don't have any guns in Washington, D.C. None. And then we'll all give up our guns. So you, Mr. Congressman, give up your gun, and I'll give up my gun. Yeah, fat chance. Well, Jerry, we got any more time? No more time? 30 seconds? Oh, no. Well, folks, this has been Secrets, Volume 197. I'm Tex Mars reporting. It's been great to be with you today. My prayer is that you'll tune in each week during the same time and discover the power of prophecy.